You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thanks so much for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. Can you believe it, though? July is almost over, which means two things. One, for all my students out there, of course, that means they're going back to school in September, and the approaching end to all the sunshine and the heat that we've been getting. But let's just do our best to enjoy the time that we have left, and I am here to do my part to help you enjoy, to better enjoy that time that you have left before we return to the grind. So let's get right into the music. The first track of the day by FT Island, South Korean rock band. They are signed to FNC Entertainment, home to such popular groups like girl group AOA and CN Blue, fellow Korean rock band CN Blue. It's been a while since we heard from FT Island, but they're back and they have a new album to mark that return. The lead single for this album is called Take Me Now, and it has a very strong instrumental. It greatly contrasts to their usual pop rocky sort of stuff. They usually do very bright and very quote unquote idle music, but this song is actually, it's very dark and it's rather aggressive, and the lyrics themselves are also a little bit aggressive and fairly abstract. And the song itself seems to be addressing a lover, seemingly trying to convey this message of wanting her yet not really wanting her, and somehow not really needing her but still needing her. And at the end of the day, the lyrics just sort of give this sort of vibe that they're trying to find something, that they're determined to seek something out. The song is very solid production. It has a great balance between the heavy-hitting verses and then this shout-out chorus, and frontman Lee Hong-ki's voice really delivers on this track. And they're continuing along the same path that they began taking in 2015 when they began playing with a more metal-esque sort of sound. That's coming up next, FT Island, Take Me Now on Asian Wave 101.
shit I'm gonna free until I finally see. The guilty boy is summoned the entire.
FT Island with Take Me Now. It's been a year since we last heard from them. They released their last Korean album in 2015, leading with the single Pray. Now, it's an interesting transition in sound for FT Island. They are a band, but they're still idols, and idols often don't take the adventurous routes when it comes to music. They prefer to stay in the safe zone, or in most cases, their labels prefer keeping them in the safe zone. So hence the majority of idol music is geared towards the pop crowd. And for the longest time, FT Island's music was very much geared towards the similar pop crowd. So props to them for becoming adventurous, for doing the music that they really seem to want to do and be able to really just fully express themselves as artists. So moving on, we have the next track. It's something a little different. Now, within the K-pop sphere, there are some foreign idols. Either they are Koreans who were born or they grew up overseas, or they're idols of different ethnicities and they perform in Korean. The majority of these idols of different ethnicities, most of them are Chinese, but then there are also a fair amount of idols from Japan and also even Thailand, even Singapore and Malaysia. So increasingly, we're seeing kind of the, I guess, the makeup of the idols within the K-pop world becoming a little more diversified. And also more so, we're seeing more of these musical acts, whether they are soloists or idol groups, they're really intent on trying to capture China. They want in on the Chinese market. That's where the money is at, so they want a slice of that pie. So they begin learning some Mandarin. They do their best to at least make some sort of an appearance within the Chinese market. And there are idols that are fairly well known in China, and then they release Chinese versions of their songs whenever they have a new round of promotions coming up. TIARA is a Korean girl group. They are a very popular girl group, very well known in South Korea, and they're also fairly popular in China as well. And one member in particular, Hyomin, she recently released a solo EP just this year, March 2016, and she led with the single called Sketch. That EP also had a Chinese version of the lead single, Sketch. That is what I'm going to play for you today. It's more in an R&B sort of style, a slow, sexy jam, and what she's really trying to do is entice her man. It's the sort of trying to tell him to come and finish a sketch with her, and she refers to herself as a canvas, and together they create art. Art, of course, in this case, being a metaphor. Oh yeah, this is a baby making jam. Now, while it's not terribly explicit, it is a bit racy. So if you are uncomfortable with that sort of content, then please feel free to tune out momentarily. But if you do, please do rejoin us in about 3 minutes' time when we have some more music on Asian Wave 101. Hyomin with her Chinese version of Sketch coming up next. Hyomin with the Chinese version of her single Sketch released in March. I do have to say, her Chinese is fairly on point. It's at least at the area where you can understand what she's singing, at least for myself as a Mandarin speaker. And it really does seem to add to the smoothness and the sensuality of the song just a little bit. So if you liked what you heard, definitely go out and check out some more of her, and check out more of Tiara as well. Next up, a Chinese singer-songwriter active in South Korea, Zhou Mi. That's his name. He hails from the city of Wuhan in the Hubei province of China. And he started his entertainment career by taking part in competitions around his province and even across the country, singing competitions and even competitions for aspiring MCs and show hosts. Now, while he was at one of these competitions, a competition, specifically a national competition for hosts, he was made an offer by SM Entertainment, who he signed with now, and he eventually went to Korea in late 2006. He eventually debuted in 2008 as a member of Super Junior M, which is one of the subunits of SM's popular boy band Super Junior. The M standing for Mandarin. That group is geared specifically towards the Mandarin music market. So he released his first solo effort, an EP, in late 2014, and he followed up this month, July 2016, with his second solo EP called What's Your Number, and he led with the single of the same name, What's Your Number. It has a Korean version and a Chinese version, and today we're going to listen to the Chinese version. After all, that is his native language, and the Mandarin lyrics were penned by him. What he's really talking about is how there are certain times when you get dressed up and you go out and find that specific lady, that lady that you've been crushing on, and you try to spit some game, you ask for her number, and you let her know that you're feeling her, and then you're telling her that you want to give her the world. This song has a very eclectic style. You can hear some disco and pop influences. It's also very funky. You can hear a little bit of funk in that. Overall, it's just lots of fun. Jomi, What's Your Number, coming up next.
Let me tell you. 戴上帅气的领带，黑色西服的装扮，照亮这个夜晚的 light。突然间我心跳加快，对着面镜子在发呆，多想能再见到你 one more time。偶像要成为你眼中最帅的男孩，就在今晚。你的心思我仿佛一眼就能看明白。
Number, girl, what's your number? 不知从何时起，只能。 己。
Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous radio collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
A wise man once said, UBC Ski and Board is the black sheep of the AMS.
9 out of 10 dentists agree that joining UBC Ski and Board will make you more friends than your mom ever had.
As the largest club at UBC, our membership offers you legendary parties, outrageously cheap ski trips, and sweet deals on local bars, restaurants, and gear shops.
Don't worry if you're new to skiing. There's a place for you in the UBC Ski and Board Club.
Swing by our office on the third floor of the Nest and check us out on Facebook.
We are back on Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in Vancouver on unceded Musqueam territory. Thanks so much for joining me this Wednesday afternoon. Right before the break, we heard Joe Mee with What's Your Number? It's cool that he's getting his chance to shine. He's a great singer. He's a capable songwriter. But it always seemed like he was getting shafted by his record label. And maybe it's just me, but I'm catching some Michael Jackson sort of vibes on this song. If that's what he is capable of delivering, then I want to hear more of that in the future. SM, give Joe Mee another EP within the next year, please. Next, some more crossover work. Faye of Miss A, another Chinese idol active in the Korean music industry. She's from Hainan in China, and she made her official solo debut last week with the single called Fantasy, which is a song in sort of an R&B dance sort of style. It was composed and written by JYP, Park Jin-young, CEO of JYP Entertainment, which is her record label. It's a simply seductive, enticing track, and it's really giving off a sort of come hither vibe. And she's asking you, what's your fantasy? Tell her, what do you want? What have you ever thought of, dreamed of? What have you ever fantasized about? Because it's all okay. It's a very racy track, but she carries it so well. Her airy vocals really work on this. It isn't the sort of song which requires a lot of vocal acrobatics. It's really not a complicated track. And the whole project, this entire concept, this entire solo EP, it's really only got one purpose, and that's to show the sexy side of Faye. But not just that, it's also to show how she owns it, how she can control this entire thing, how she directs this entire project. And if anything, she's really just being honest about wanting to know the deepest desires of the people that she is singing about, that she is addressing in this song. And she's really just owning that aspect and really dominating that. Again, this is on the racier side. If you are uncomfortable with this sort of subject matter, then please feel free to tune out momentarily, but please do rejoin us for the next track. That's coming up next, Faye with Fantasy, and after that, it's Vancouver-based artist Rael with Untitled.
I'm
That was Faye with Fantasy and Rael with Untitled. Hopefully you were able to take in the lyrics of both of those tracks and really feel the meaning behind them. With Untitled, that's really the sort of music that I've been listening to a lot lately, that sort of dark R&B, more restrained and subdued styles. If you like Rael's stuff, you can find more of his material online. Look for him on the social media, SoundCloud, Twitter, all of that good stuff. Now it is once again that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world. It's Asian Entertainment News. Now, the story this week, Chris Luhan and SM have reached a settlement since 2014. Former members of boy band EXO, Chris Wu and Luhan, have been involved in legal proceedings with their former record label SM Entertainment. Now, recently, it was announced that the parties have reached a settlement, thus ending their legal battles. The result is both parties getting at least part of what they wanted. Chris and Luhan both filed for termination of their exclusive contracts, thus making them free to continue their careers on their own terms, and SM sought to prevent them from continuing activities on their own, as during the time that they have been in court, both Chris and Luhan were still under contract with SM and pursuing their activities essentially illegally. So SM's legal representative released a statement saying, "We cannot disclose the details of the agreement, but in accordance to the court's ruling and the agreement of the parties involved, Chris and Luhan's exclusive contracts will be effective until 2022 as originally contracted." The statement also said the activities of the two celebrities in Korea and Japan must be managed by SM, but are free to proceed as they wish elsewhere and seek management from other parties. SM will also receive a portion of their profits, which is currently rumored to be about a 10% cut. Statements from Chris and Luhansk representatives confirm that they are indeed free to pursue activities in China and elsewhere, but activities in Korea and Japan must be managed by SM. No word on the lawsuit filed by fellow former EXO member Tao. So these two cases are officially concluded. Now, obviously, all parties agreed to this arrangement, but it does seem that SM won't be getting as much out of it as they really seem to think. At this point in time, considering how well Chris and Luhan are doing in China, they have endorsements, they're modeling for all sorts of well-known brands, and they're doing these movies. And really, is there anybody who would think that they would want to do anything in Korea and Japan at this time, because they're almost guaranteed to not make as much? If what they alleged in their original filing is true, that SM completely disregarded their needs, their suggestions, and even their health, then Korea is likely the last place that they want to be and work. And if that wasn't the case, if they liked working in Korea, they wouldn't have chosen to leave in the first place. So that's really it. We're going to end on that note. And that will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next time when we cover some more news and some more headlines. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Back live on Asian Wave 101, coming to you from the city of Vancouver, from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thanks so much for joining me on Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM. So now for some more music, I have JJ Lin, a Singaporean singer-songwriter extraordinaire, back with a new single. And in Mandarin, it's called Chao Yue Wu Xian, which translates more or less to infinity and beyond. It's a very different song for JJ, as he's more or less known as being the ballad singer, the ballad guy. He's experimented with rock, he's done pop, he's done acoustic styles, he's even tackled R&B in the past. But this song is more dance, more electronic music influenced, with some strong synth pop sounds thrown into the mix. It's actually an inspirational song, though, and it's not specifically about following any sort of dreams or chasing passions, but it's more about showing up the doubters, people who will tell you that you can't do it, you shouldn't bother. It's really about telling them to their faces that you refuse to stay simple, that you refuse to stay in a safe zone, that you wish to seek adventure and seek improvement. You refuse to let what other people say about you define you. And it's the refusal to listen to that sort of negativity, and that while they doubt, you will continue to strive for excellence. There's actually a portion of the song that says, "Before you believe or even blink, I have again reached infinity and beyond." So while they doubt and hate, you keep going while they stay salty. You've been there and back, done what you wanted despite what they say. Let's check it out. JJ Lin, To Infinity and Beyond. JJ Lin, To Infinity and Beyond. JJ Lin attempting something new outside of what's expected of him. Now, after his last album, he experimented with Dummy Head Recording, and he's now following it up with a new direction in sound. It's as if he's adding to his message that he tried to convey in the song, that he's not staying safe or static. He has a very youthful, higher-pitched voice, but it has a lot of strength, and that voice, that youthfulness, was actually able to really add another dimension to the song. He carried it so well. The beat was aggressive, yet it was slick at the hook. It was the combination of everything about it that really just made it work. Next up, from Korea, Haze, underground rapper and singer from Unpretty Rap Star Season 2, and it's featuring Dean, Korea's new prince of R&B. This song is really just back to the basics. It's called And July from Haze's new EP, And July. It's very smooth, it's a very solid, polished, and well-produced effort. But how is it back to the basic? It's bringing the sounds of classic R&B and hip-hop back for your listening pleasure. It's got a very boom, boom, clap beat, and you can even hear some turntable scratches in this song. And what it's really trying to do, what this track is trying to describe, is a relationship between a man and a woman, and they're facing some difficulties, some conflict. There seems to be a push and pull. They appear to be in love, but neither of them seem to be making the sort of effort necessary to really grow the relationship. They keep pushing certain meetings and certain things back. Oh, should we meet now or should it be later? Until they finally hit July. It's really that sort of delay that is causing this conflict. Now, Haze sings on this song mostly, and she also does a little bit of rapping towards the end. And even though she was on Unpretty Rap Star Season 2, her forte seems to be within singing. And then you combine that with Dean's slick, soulful vocals, and you have a collaboration for the books right here. That's coming up next, And July by Haze featuring Dean and DJ Frizz on the ones and twos.
I'm not sure what I'm saying. 나 몰라 몰라 하면서 두 번의 계절이 너와 나의 곁을 지나갔구나 지금 이 순간 너나 네가 보고 싶구만 확실하게 여기서 이제 그만
Haze and July, a collaboration with Dean and DJ Frizz. It seems with the past season of Unpretty Rap Star, more of the contestants have managed to really come out of that competition as artists with a whole new sense of the direction that they want to take with music. So much props to them for going through the show and coming out with new content, though it is a bit of a shame that you have to look to the underground scene to find that sort of shift in creativity. Next up, one more song from a Canadian artist, Vancouver-based hip-hop duo Gentleman's Vibe, with a song from 2015 called Cuffing Season. And as some of you may know, that's a recurring joke with me here on Asian Wave 101. Right now, it's summer, so cuffing season is over, or it's yet to begin, depending on how you look at it. We're not at the cold season, so not very many people are at the point where they would very much like to be in a relationship. This song, though, is just catchy, fun, it's upbeat, it's the perfect summer party jam. Now, a word of warning, there is some swearing that can be heard on this song. It is fairly minor, but a warning on that nonetheless. Listener discretion is advised. From our fair city of Vancouver, Gentleman's Vibe, Cuffing Season on Asian Wave 101.
We got that throwback love, that old school love, that right off in the night type love. 1950s, black and white, movie tight, just my type of love. Yeah, you just my type of love. Yeah, yeah, this my type of love. Red light Camaro, red light Camaro, 80 miles towards tomorrow. She all that of me.
Let me count that.
Red light Camaro, red light Camaro, 80 miles towards tomorrow. She all that of me.
Let me count that.
She, my shotgun. She, my shotgun.
Me like Sosa, that'll make you mad like it's supposed to. Now we gon' argue till dawn, but after have sex on the sofa. Classic, she plastic, let me have it. Granted, she bad shit, she the baddest. Bounce in the beat like a mattress. Fine like a dime, she shine like jasmine shit. For you, I would probably skip town. Never met a bae, hella down. Summertime cool shit, always come around. Just kick it, even roll that loud. Like, hold up, you in love, right? Couple shots, so we're gone like we're drunk, drunk, drunk in love. You my Yonsei, babe, you a mystery, baby. I'm a song,
that old school love, that ride off in the night type love. 1950s, black and white, movie type, just my type of love. Yeah, you just my type of love. Yeah, yeah, this my type of love. Red light Camaro, red light Camaro, 80 miles towards tomorrow. She all that of me.
Let me count that.
Red light Camaro, red light Camaro, 80 miles towards tomorrow. She all that of me.
Let me count that.
She, my shot. Shower hands pressed to the wall. Stressing for more, but let me stress that she the best of them all. I'm slain to tomorrow, till we get complaints next door. Till I know I scored, but we did it to the point where I can't keep score. All these hot summer nights when you know that it's Madville. Downtown girl, bright lights up in Granville. Easy on the eyes, black summer nights, red wine and some Maxwell. She got them pretty wings, if this man felt like when she got my back. Got a love we built from scratch, classic love, we'll throw that back. We'll throw that back.
To sweat if they shoot at us, I'll take one for you. Cause I'll show you, darling. It's love or die trying. You love that, I'm about that. You need some, I got that. We got that.
Girl, we got that throwback love. That old school love. That right off in the night type love. 1950s, black and white. Movie type. Just my type of love. Yeah, you just my type of love. Yeah, yeah, this my type of love. Girl, we got that.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Cuffing Season by Gentleman's Vibe. Support Canadian content and artists. If you like their sound, you can find their work online. Go out and look for it. SoundCloud, Twitter, Facebook, all of those good social media sites that we can't live without. You can find their music and give them a listen. And finally, I have one last track for you. Hong Kong pop diva Jem. She released a full album back in 2015 with a series of single releases leading up to it and accompanying music videos. This song is called "You Shi," which more or less means "therefore." It's a simple, melancholic song describing learning to be alone, and that even though things may have ended, this relationship may have ended, you can't dwell on it. So therefore, I will continue forward. I will not cry. I will accept that the world changes, and therefore I will accept that people change. They've left. Therefore, I will also take my own path in life. This is the sort of music that appeals to me a whole lot. Sometimes less really is more. That will do it for this week's show. If you have any requests for me at all, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on this week's news, please do let me know. Again, the email address is asianwave101@gmail.com. Coming up next is El Sonido Latin Roots with Daniel Hernandez. Always good stuff when he is here in the studio. I'm Steve Zhang. Thanks so much for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. This has been Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM, live in the city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thanks so much, and I will talk to you next time. Jem with "Therefore" to play us out. Take care.
Shalom.